a judge in Texas agreed and invalidated the entire law, including its expansion of Medicaid and subsidies to help many low- and middle-income people buy insurance. The Justice Department initially said that only parts of the law, including its protections for pre-existing conditions, should be struck down. But on Monday, it expanded its attack to say the whole law should be invalidated. The Justice Department's move caught both parties by surprise and put Republicans in a very awkward position. Not only is this a poor political move, this decision hurts real people who will unfairly lose their health insurance coverage as a result, said Representative Tom Reed, Republican of New York. We need to work to find ways to fix our health care system, not blow it up. Representative Kevin McCarthy of California, the House Republican leader, at first said, I haven't read through what was it last night? He then added, I think the president has always been very clear that he wanted to repeal Obamacare and to put a system in that actually lowers the cost and protects individuals' pre-existing conditions. Other Republicans were more pointed. Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, whose vote helped sink the 2017 repeal effort and who is up for re-election in 2020, pronounced herself very disappointed with the Justice Department's position. I thought it was bad enough when last year they wouldn't defend parts of the law, including the parts protecting people with pre-existing conditions, Ms. Collins said. This goes far beyond that, and I think was a huge mistake. But Mr. Trump wholeheartedly embraced the new position on Tuesday, both on Twitter and in the Capitol, shortly before joining Senate Republicans at a closed-door luncheon. The Republican Party will soon become the party of health care, he told a throng of reporters and photographers, echoing what he had already written on social media. The president used the closed-door meeting in the Capitol for a rambling, unscripted recitation of his legislative priorities and repeated his intention to make the subject of health care a major issue over the next 2 years. That pronouncement elicited a muted response, according to a person in the room. After the luncheon, Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee and chairman of the Senate Health Committee, echoed Mr. Trump's message. We have to become more the party of health care.